Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years, we've been asking the franchipreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Well, today is day 9 of our 12 days of franchising, where each day from December 12th to December 24th, we'll ask Santa for a particular franchise opportunity. And on the 9th day of Christmas, we ask Santa for the Fun Bus franchise opportunity. And you have to listen to the interview to find out why, and that's coming up on Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we have a great show.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Stacey Kimmins, the president of Fun Bus. And the Fun Bus has brought to life the philosophy to enhance children's lives by using fun as a tool to enhance their learning while providing a structured environment to teach fitness to the young child. Hey, Stacey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marty, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure, Stacey. It's always great to have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Franchisor headquarters in Somerset County, New Jersey.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think I mentioned to you when I met you for the first time, Stacey. My wife's lived in New Jersey her whole life, and I spent most of my life in New Jersey. So it's always great to have someone from New Jersey on the show.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. You know, I think I was mentioning to you, Stacey, I've been going to the International Franchise Expo for many years now. It's well over 10 years. And every year when I attend the show, you know, I always look for something interesting and unique. And one of the concepts that particularly stood out this year for me was Fun Bus. You know, and this year when I took my wife and my 7-year-old son, I mean, he loved it, by the way. And I thank God that you guys were there because he was driving us crazy. I don't think it was the best idea initially taking him because he was interrupting my conversations. He was running all over the place. And I saw you guys, and we walked over, and, you know, and you and your husband were kind enough to let him go on the bus and play in there for a little while, you know, so it gave me a chance to talk to you. But we're going to have lots of pictures on our show page. But, I mean, for, like, our listeners to our radio show and our podcast, how do you typically describe the Fun Bus to, like, a prospective franchisee, Stacey?
Sure. Well, first maybe a little of the history of the Fun Bus.
Yeah, absolutely.
The concept was really formed based out of the needs and requests of some parents at a New Jersey-based daycare. Back in 2003,
wow,
the owner of the daycare was really struggling with keeping the children in her program physically active. She had,
right,
needless to say, limited space, limited resources in her center. And she was also, you know, constantly talking to parents about different ideas of ways that they can host birthday parties at the school, so they can also mm-hmm. include children into the celebration, children's friends at the school in the celebration. And that kind of is how the concept of a fun bus was born. So the fun bus is really a refitted full-size school bus that's equipped with what we call developmentally appropriate equipment. It's colorful.
Right.
It's appealing to the young child.
Yeah.
It's contained. It's safe. It's padded. We heat and cool our buses via a generator, so the bus is not turned on and it never moves
right.
with the children aboard. But with the structured equipment, we really can provide unlimited ways to, you know, entertain the child and, you know, gear them up with fun activities that can be fresh and exciting each week. So we offer a weekly consistent programs to schools, daycares, child care centers. Ages are usually down to 18 months and really up to about 7 or 8. Our goal is we focus on gross motor skill development of the young child.
Which is great. I mean, that makes the market pretty huge, doesn't it, Stacey? I mean, when you're talking about, you know, that age group in particular, you know, it's such a young age, too. You mentioned about, you know, 7 or 8 years. And not to mention, I mean, it includes a lot of different things, doesn't it? It's schools, as you're mentioning, daycares, I mean, churches. I mean, it's a pretty big market, isn't it?
Yeah, you got it, Marty. It's really enormous. It's a really it's a multiple revenue stream model. So
mm-hmm.
our industry in business is not just schools and daycares for the young child and, you know, the health and fitness genre, but we also do birthday parties, we do special events, we do corporate events, we do business-to-business
wow.
opportunities. So, I mean, you know, you can imagine the countless opportunities for the fun bus anywhere where there's a young child that need some sort of entertainment and that we can spend time showing them that fitness can really be fun.
That's fantastic. There's so many benefits to the fun bus too, Stacey. I mean, you know, we were always concerned. We only have the one child, you know, but I mean, we were always very concerned in the beginning about, you know, building his self-esteem and confidence and things like that, you know, and I think those are certainly some of the benefits of fun bus, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I'm in that typical demographic of that mom or dad around my age that's looking to, you know, give their child the best opportunity, especially when they're younger. There's so
mm-hmm.
much talk right now around kindergarten readiness and elementary school readiness. And one of the
right.
areas that is really kind of neglected sometimes, especially in the daycare arena, is the gross motor skill development and really making sure that you know, children have the opportunity not just for play, but for structured fitness, but for the opportunity to run and get their energy out and learn
mm-hmm.
new skills and develop balancing and, you know, I mean, you name it. There's just a ton of gross motor skills, but there's also a ton of research and support out there that shows how important growing these skills at a young age are towards lifelong learners and lifelong physically active children.
Yeah, it's so important. You know, and one of the things I guess, you know, because you and I pretty much come from the same, I guess, generation, Stacey, is, you know, it's sad that, you know, my son only has gym once per week, you know what I mean? So he doesn't get
wow.
that opportunity as much like we were, I guess, when we were kids. I remember having, like, gym or being more physically active, you know, than children today. So it's another great aspect of the fun bus, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, not only, you know, building that self-esteem, but giving them the opportunity to realize their strengths,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, our instructors are trained on that understanding, but they're also trained on what is developmentally appropriate. So, you
right.
know, we have opportunities to develop these lesson plans and to present them with, you know, honestly, countless opportunities of rearranging this equipment. And, you know, when they light up when they see this bus.
Oh, absolutely. It certainly stood out, you know, when we went to the show, so it was fantastic. This is a very it's a very hands-on business, Stacey. I mean, does technology play a role in your business at all?
Absolutely. You know, actually, technology has continued to improve our business practices. I think, you know, when we're looking at individual owners, they have the ability to really add, you know, quality to their programming aboard the bus with music and
right.
other great visual activities.
Right.
But also just in general for their business, online marketing, blogging, videos, these things have really given our customers the opportunity to experience the fun bus if they don't know what it is before even booking the fun bus. We're also trying to, you know, bring technology into the booking end. Most parents are pretty
yeah.
used to online registration, so we've done you know, a lot of work in that area so parents can really sign up, which reduces the back-end paperwork for a lot of our owners, opening up time for them so that they can grow and market their businesses as well.
Which is so important, isn't it, Stacey? You know, it gives them the chance to, you know, focus on their business and not so much always in the business, you know what I mean? And the marketing aspect, you know, I think for any business is very challenging. And that was one of the things I was very impressed with Fundbus is, you know, the marketing that you provide to your franchisees. Marketing is a very challenging aspect of any business, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think it changes, and technology and online opportunities have really changed the horizon of marketing, so we're trying to stay ahead of that curve and really provide support to our owners so that they can really focus on their business. You know, we've got a lot of, you know, we can talk more about support, but we've got a lot of support with the back end and online marketing opportunities to help them to grow their business. I think a lot of end users are really using only mobile features now to, you know, to learn more about opportunities that are out there, so we need to be ahead of that curve, and we are.
Absolutely. The business model, I mean, it's certainly, I mean, it's very innovative. I mean, when I was looking at the different industries, I mean, it seems like you're part of several big industries, Stacey. I mean, what industries would Fundbus, I guess you could say, be associated with?
The industry of the young child is an enormous industry. I don't even know if I can give you specific demographics.
It's in the billions, yeah.
Billions. Also, you know, health and fitness.
Right.
To a certain extent, education.
With
the birthday party business, B2B marketing and business opportunities are there as well. So we cross over in a lot of areas, and we do see repeat business in what we do as well.
And that's what stood out for me about your business model. You know, we've been doing this show a long time now, you know, and it's one of the things I always look for, you know, as I look towards the different industries. And I was looking at this model. I said, my God, I said, you're part of some very big industries, you know, as you mentioned, where there's education, health and fitness, you know, birthday parties, you know, it's a nice crossover, you know, and that doesn't happen often, or I mean, as long as I've been doing the show anyway, so it was certainly one of the things that stood out for me, you know, in looking at your business model. It was really fantastic. Has there been anything that stood out, you know, since starting this whole concept, Stacey? You know, we always like to ask our guests, you know, what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since launching the Fundbus?
Oh, well, that's a fun question. Honestly, it's the recognition of the brand. That's what's been most exciting to me. So, when I started my due diligence, needless to say, I started really using what I knew besides my typical due diligence. I also know that I am the typical demographic of the customer that's booking the Fundbus. So I started asking moms, looking online, using social media, what typically a customer would do for the Fundbus. And it was a really eye-opener because so many people recognize the brand, recognize the name, and were so positive about the experience that they had with Fundbus, which just says so much about the model, but also our individual owners. But what was really exciting was when I asked my 3-year-old nephew, who I found out had been a regular on the Fundbus. He attends weekly sessions on the Fundbus at his daycare. And when I asked him about the Fundbus, he started screaming, and he couldn't contain his excitement. And I knew I had a winner on my hands right there.
That's fantastic. And that's how you can tell. And that's how I could tell by my son, by the way, you know, because my in-laws called up and they asked him how the show was. And that was the first thing that he mentioned was the Fundbus, you know. So I knew you guys had something right there, you know. So I thought that was fantastic. In looking at, you know, the characteristics of your franchisees. I mean, this is one of those, no pun intended. I mean, it's a fun business, isn't it, Stacey? I mean, it's, you know, I mean, there's lots of different types of franchises out there, and, you know, not to pick on like the food industry or anything like that, but I mean, you're really getting to play an important role in society, you know, particularly, you know, when the children are so young. What characteristics do you and your husband look for, you know, when you're looking for your franchisees?
Well, to me, one of the most important things is to find someone who will demonstrate a commitment to our brand and our mission and really understand what we're doing. I think that if we, you know, focus on our beliefs daily, we do a much better job in what we do, whether it's business ownership or being an employee of a specific company. So we do look for franchisees who, you know, have that something, that, you know, that philosophy in their minds of, you know, providing this great program to kids and recognizing that every child should have the opportunity to experience the Fundbus. But we're also looking for result-oriented and goal-focused owners, people who possess that honesty and that integrity that the Fundbus is known for in our reputation, but also someone who is really looking to improve their quality of life and using that as a motivation, looking to grow their business and learn and use what the experience, you know, that is already existing in the system to grow the brand itself around the country. you know, we will train and provide the support, but we do need people who have the ability to lead, who have the ability to train, and have the ability to manage their employees, because this is, can be employee-based business. But again, we always go back to that commitment to our brand because of our reputation and how strong Nonlimit has become, but we need it to continue to be.
That's great. It seemed like it was an interesting, you know, one of the shows we've been talking about doing for years now is kind of like husband and wife franchises. And I thought that this was an interesting model for possibly a husband and wife, you know, to go into. What have been like from your franchisees? I mean, like, what were they doing in their past lives, Stacey? I mean, some of their like occupations, like where did they come from?
You know, that was a very interesting realization too. I think that because of the flexibility of the model, there's not one previous experience that or previous job that someone has been a successful franchisee. We have everything from a veterinarian who invested in the business because it can be an investment model. But we also have people who've worked at the daycares and have experienced Fun Bus and have really seen the excitement that it brings to kids who have come along for the ride with us. We have business owners. We have people who've worked in the States. One of the typical sort of traits of previous owners was that they were leaving that hustle and bustle of the corporate life and looking for the flexibility and but also the financial opportunities that the Fun Bus has to offer. As with most franchise models, but the Fun Bus doesn't have a significant need for experience, willingness to learn the model, to follow the system, and to be interested in growing.
That's interesting. Do they have to my wife always asks me crazy questions before the show. Do they have to know how to drive a bus, Stacey, or is it, you know, is that part of the training, you know, as far as like driving? The bus was, I mean, very impressive, by the way. You know, we'd have lots of pictures of the bus, but, I mean, is that part of the training as well? You know, maybe we could talk about that. Is it driving the bus? Getting it to the location?
Well, we do provide bus driver training for the individual owners and trainees, but there is not a requirement for any specific driver's license. It's not a requirement for a CDL.
Oh, wow, that's great.
You know, at least in the states that we're currently in, and, you know, we don't foresee that to change in the future because when we refurbish these school buses, they drop down to such a low gross vehicle weight that there's not a requirement for a special driver's license. And a lot of our owners are hiring employees, so as long as they have the willingness to learn, it's not. Yeah. It's actually a fun challenge, I think, that they take on.
It must be nice to have that diversity, too, of franchisees working in the system, you know, for Fun Bus, Stacey. You know, I mean, I certainly, I guess you could say it adds to, you know, the diversity of Fun Bus, doesn't it?
It does. It does so many different backgrounds. When we come together, it's always a fun experience.
That's great. That's fantastic. What is the training like, Stacey? I mean, like, once, you know, someone decides, you know, you like them, they like you, and, you know, they decide they want to become a franchisee, I mean, do they typically come to New Jersey for training? Is that how it works?
Yes. Yes, we have both classroom training and on-the-bus training. So we will schedule you to work with other franchisees to get the day-to-day experience of what owners and as well as the employees are experiencing on the Fun Bus. But we also offer business startup training, website training and technology training, including social media assistance, franchise operations training. Like we had said, professional bus driving school is part of the training. Daily bus operations are part of the training, training on marketing. We also have regional coaches, support coaches across the country that will provide ongoing support. So there is a lot of training.
Which is the advantage, of course, of going into franchising. And there's another thing that particularly stood out for me, you know, when studying your franchise model, Stacey, is the support that you do get or do that you do provide to your franchisees is so important. This isn't something that anybody it can do on their own. You know, I mean, on the surface, it may look like, say, okay, well, I can get a bus and I could just drive it from point A to point B. And it's not that simple, is it?
It is not that simple. I know, you know, people do, you know, have that conversation and talk to us about that. But the amount of experience within the system, you know, the work that we've done to grow a national brand, to trademark our all of our proprietary information, and also to negotiate with vendors to get these buses refitted at a very reasonable cost, all of the support and operations experience that we have and that we provide as part of our proprietary training, you know, website support, all this kind of stuff is not cheap and, you know, can definitely be done through the franchise model through Fun Bus at a much more cost-effective and experienced way. You know, and like we say to people, you know, you can't pay enough for the mistakes that people have made in the past that you can learn from to go forward, you know, so that's part of, you know, part of why we buy into a franchise.
Absolutely, absolutely. What is, you were mentioning a typical day, Stacey. I mean, if we could, you know, paint a picture of, you know, what is a typical day for a franchisee like? I mean, how does, if there is such a thing anyway, I mean, from, I guess, like morning till day till, you know, I guess the end of the day.
Sure. Well, what's fun about our model, like we've talked about, is that there isn't a typical, because there's so many revenue
right.
streams that there's a lot of different types of things owners are doing on a daily basis. But
yeah.
there is, you know, some things that we would, you know, prefer that they're focusing on to help grow their business. So the typical FunBus franchisee works from home. It's a home-based office.
Mm-hmm.
Our
right.
primary goal is marketing their business and growing their brand and their reputation in their area. They have to focus a lot of attention on their staffing and their scheduling, optimize the use of their bus, and obviously do the most for their business.
Right.
So, you know, these are typical manager-type roles focusing on
sure.
day-to-day operations of the bus. Some of the owners are working on their bus day-to-day, but as they grow and be more successful, they're managing people, retraining staff, and, you know, providing good customer service and following up with their customers and being sure that every customer gets the best FunBus experience.
It's great that location isn't really an issue, is it, Stacey? You know, and that you know, you're able to have, you know, that home-based business. You know, I mean, that really helps in the initial stages of the business as well, doesn't it?
It does, and it really provides for a low overhead and really a low investment. Besides the bus, you know, the investment is very minimal in any you know, fixed costs and lack of office space
right.
needed and so on.
It's a great form of advertising too, isn't it? I mean, getting the, you know, driving the bus from point A to point B. I mean, of course, it's really an advertising vehicle as well, isn't it? I mean, it stands out, you know, and that's why we're going to have to put lots of pictures of the bus, you know, on the show page. But I mean, it really does stand out, doesn't it?
It does. It is a driving billboard.
Yeah, it sure is. It's really fantastic. What advice would you give to our listeners, Stacey? I mean, you know, you attended the show in New York, you know, and I'm sure you had, you know, hundreds of conversations with prospective franchisees. And we find that, you know, a lot of people that are new to franchising, they don't even know where to begin because there's just, it seems like there's so much out there today. What advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, first I would say good for you for looking at the franchising model. It's an outstanding
yeah.
model that, you know, really
yeah.
allows people to, as we say, be in business for yourself but not by yourself.
Right, right.
But I would also recommend, besides, you know, your proper due diligence and understanding the depth
mm-hmm.
of the business, I think it's most important to choose a business that aligns with your beliefs, like I talked about before.
Right.
You know, we're motivated by our beliefs, and if we believe in what we're doing every day, it makes it a lot easier to do all of the little, you know, small, what feel like meaningless tasks. But if we're staying focused on our mission, it's a lot easier to grow our business and be proud of what we're doing every day.
Right, absolutely. I think it's that passion too. You know what I mean? And again, you know, as I saw this business mm-hmm. as, you know, really having the ability to do something good. It's such a your customers are, I mean, or the children anyway. I mean, it's such a precious age, isn't it? From, you know, we all say we've always learned because we read all these books before my son was born, is that, you know, that, you know, 0 to 7 years old or 8 years old, it's such a precious age. So, you know, you're really providing a valuable service while having this tremendous opportunity to make a nice amount of money at the same time.
Yes, thank you. It's a beautiful age, full of exploratory time,
yeah.
also a need for structure, you know, so there's
sure.
so many good elements that can come out of a child really, you know, hopping on the bus and learning from what we have to offer.
Absolutely. So, you know, as the president of the company, Stacey, I can ask you, I mean, where do you see, you know, FunBus in like maybe, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road?
Great question. Well, our primary goal right now is to help our current franchisees grow.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of room within our current markets, and we want, like we have, like I said in the past, every child to be able to experience the FunBus in each of our markets that we're currently in, which is currently 11 states in the United States. But we are looking at national growth, not international quite yet. We're looking at national
right.
growth. I think there's a lot of opportunity here to grow. So we're currently running, like I said, 11 states, currently 37 buses on the road, and looking to double that in the next, I would say, 3 to 4 years nationally.
That's fantastic. And it must be interesting for you. I mean, every time, I guess, a new franchise opens up, it must be an incredible feeling for you, isn't it?
It's an incredible feeling. And I mean, there are really no words to describe when that bus gets delivered to a new owner, and I love to, you know, get that photograph just to see this bus, knowing what opportunities this bus can create for owners is just, there are no words.
Incredible.
So exciting.
That's fantastic. That's great. What's the best way, Stacey, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? I mean, should they go to the website? And by the way, the website is fantastic. I mean, you got so much great information on there. It's, you know, you really did a great job with it.
Thank you. Thank you. And it is mobile friendly. So, yes, I would recommend that someone visited our website at www.funbuses.com. They can also contact our franchise development team. The email address would be franchiseinfo@funbuses.com, or they can reach out to our franchisor headquarters. The phone number there is 732-578-1BUS.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Stacey, for coming on the show. And another question is, how did you get that bus into the Jacob Javits Center? That was incredible.
That was a trip. That was very
I can only imagine.
Lots of maneuverability.
Yeah, that's a story right there in itself, right? You know, but but it was fantastic having you on the show, Stacey. You've been an incredible guest, and I love this concept. And, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on FunBus, and hopefully I can have you guys back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is wonderful.
I would love that opportunity. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Stacey. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919. Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, a franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? You know, that, you know, most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, you know, and I find that fascinating.
I absolutely, it never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because
right. People
don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do, that you were not involved in, allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising, it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system,
right,
you follow directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great quote in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchise, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member or on their own, either way. But I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for Franchise Teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years. Our new franchiseteacher.com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven-plus brands. I think in 5 years our focus will really be even more fine-tuned as the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information. Breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise, I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but
right.
I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But if we can break it down into bite-sized pieces, I think more and more people, especially the younger generation who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is, you know, going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing, you know, as you
right.
said for a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities. And the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a lot opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces and different countries accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on franchiseteacher.com? Obviously franchiseteacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, Mario, we appreciate www.franchiseteacher.com. And
okay.
my business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, you know, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, you know. So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, you know, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto, and again, congratulations on your PhD doctorate. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
that's
the information.
I really appreciate that you read it too, because that's an honor coming from you. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.